Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Beis Maseches Nedarim, and whoever's here today gets a lot of schar considering the temperature outside, Baruch Hashem, but it's always warm in the Beis Medrash. The Ara Torah warms us up in the middle of the winter. Says the Mishnah, Nun Aleph Amabez on the bottom. Hanod, as the Mishnah continues, this whole parak, which Beis Hashem we finish tomorrow, talks about take a neder from one item. What is included in the neder? So another menachalov mutar b'kub. Somebody makes a neder from milk. Can't drink milk. Mutar b'kub is allowed to drink the whey, the liquidy part of the milk that comes off the milk when you separate it. Rabbi Yossi Yosser, Rabbi Yossi Asser's drinking the whey. Rabbi Yossi holds. Well, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? So the Ron says, but Gemara Mefarish Taima. The Gemara is going to explain it. So if you look in the Gemara, which we're going to have later on today, the Gemara explains that really there is no machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. The issue is just they came from different places. In Rabbi Yossi's place, they used to call kum, they used to call whey, chalav kum. They used to have the name chalav in it. So that's why he answered, Mashiach, according to the Tanakhama. So that's what the Ron seems to mean by Gemara Mefarish Taima. But if you look in the Mefarish here, the second to last Mefarish on the Amud, the Mefarish where it says Oser, to kasaver yeshbot tzichtzuach chalav v'havi bichlal chalav. So the Mefarish gives a more fundamental issue. It seems to be a real machlokas here, that he holds that there is milk inside this way, and therefore it's got to be Oser mishum yor neder. So the Tosfos Yontov asks, isn't he going against the Gemara? The Gemara says there's no machlokas. So what is the Mefarish doing? He calls it Rashi, like some of the Achronim do. But he quotes, I don't understand. Pirish Rashi, he says that's against the Gemara. V'nirish, lo kasav kena, must be, he didn't write that lafi ha-emes. Must be he doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean that, kamaskana. Ella, klomer, aliba de salkadaita. Must be that he's explaining according to the Havamina. Shreba Gemara, mina lamasisan. Because in the Gemara asks, sestira, between our Mishnah and Braisa, and the Gemara answers, there's no machlokas. V'yipkein lo pligi. So, l'chora, you have to check if there are other examples of this where a Mefarish or even Rashi might explain the Mishnah in a certain way that is different than what how the Gemara explained it. Because it's just a Havamina. Again, many times Rashi will say, but Gemara Mefarish Taima. Meaning you don't have to know Pshat right now. Later on, Rashi was an amazing teacher. He knew we didn't have to have all the information right away. Sometimes I'll say, you'll figure out the reason for this tomorrow, or the next, when this comes up in the Gemara. But how many times do we have where a shot of the Mishnah is against what it says in the Gemara? That's an example of what it says here, that he's explaining according to the Havamina. But then the Tosfos Yontov adds, maybe not. Avala Beis Yosef medaktik shahar Rambam sover de pligi. The Beis Yosef thinks that the Rambam does think there's a machlokas. V'Rabbanan matir and afilu ba'asr dekar lukuma kuma dechalba. And the Rabbanan would allow it even in a place where kum is called kuma dechalba, because that's still not chalav. That's a shem lavai, as it's called. You don't just say milk, you say a specific type of milk. Or maybe right in a Yerushalmi, this is right from Yerushalmi. So the Tosfos Yontov ends off saying, maybe I don't have to say what I said, that the Mefarish is only according to the Havamina. Maybe our Gemara doesn't really mean it, that it's just different places. There really is a machlokas, as the pashtus of our Mishnah is. Either way, that's the discussion of the Mefarish, whether there really is a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi or not. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Next, so if somebody makes a neder from chalav, it's machlokas whether you can have the kum the way. Minakum, but the other way, if you make a neder from kum, mutter b'chalav. So then you are mutter, for sure mutter in chalav, because chalav is not included in kum. Abishol Omer, Abishol says, next case, hanodim in agvina, osir ba, bein malucha v'tfela. So it makes a neder from cheese. So then, all cheese is usser. Salted or unsalted. Tafel, as we had yesterday, is unsalted. Either way, it's all usser. The Ron explains, even though most cheeses are salted, and therefore you might say that only salted cheese is included, Kamash Milan, that's the Chiddush. That's the last line of the Ron. Lotema b'bnei sherova gvinos malucha. Don't say that since most cheeses are salted, stama malucha, right? So it must be that he means malucha. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. Next. Hanoder min abasar. So it makes a nether from meat. Right? We had yesterday make a nether from a certain type of kavo, a certain type of shaluk, you mean shaluk shal basar. But you don't say that, you just say basar. So if you know they're from basar, mutter berotev ubekipa. You're allowed to have gravy. Rotev is gravy. Vekip ubekipa, kipa are little tiny pieces of meat that get stuck to the pot. when you cook the meat. So that also is not included in basar. That's just the dregs of the meat, and therefore that's also not included in your neder. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, some of the gears of Rabbi Yossi, our gears is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Asers in the Rotev and in the Kippah. Why? Because it has the taste. It has the taste, right? The gravy and the pieces that get stuck to the pot have the taste, and therefore it must be included in your neder. It sounds like you've been getting hanah. It says no der min abasar. Right, putting it on a wound. Also sounds like, right, let's see, take a frozen piece of meat out of the freezer, right, to put on, so again, it sounds like no der. If you know der from it, that it usually includes achil and hanah. Shulchan Aruch, interesting, says, in Simin Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, in Ilchas Tisha B'Av, Yesh Misha Omer, there are some that say, She Hanoagim Shalolecho Basar B'Yamim HaNiskarim, right, those that have a minhag not to eat meat during certain days, 9 days, 3 weeks, in the summer months before Tisha B'Av, Mutarim B'Tav Shal Shenisbashal B'Basar, but you're allowed to have a fleshik dish, something that has the tam basar in it, right? If it's ou meat, even though there's not actual meat in it, but if it has the tam of basar in it, it's mutter during the 9 days, says the Shulchan Aruch. Some say v'yasurim b'psar of, but mamish meat is asur, even if it's only chicken meat, ubasar maluach v'yaitosis, etc. Says the Magen Avraham. Where does this come from? That if during the minog was only meat and not something that tastes like meat. Number one, dilit su'ure kamachavein v'ha it's ta'er. Number one, because the whole minag was accepted in order to cause us some pain, and we have pain already. If we don't have meat, we have pain. You don't have to worry about everything that has the time of meat. The ode, and number two, didamya lenodim en abasar, the shari b'tavshil. Because the minag, you could say, is parallel after a neder. It's like a neder, right? You accepted not to eat meat. So nodim en abasar, we learn in our Mishnah. If you're nodim from basar, you're allowed to have something that it tastes like basar. And therefore, if that's good enough for the neder, that's good enough for the minhag. Then he adds, shuman shel basar dino kabasar atzmo. If you have the grease, the oil from the meat itself, that's not like gravy. That's like the meat itself. So l'chor, that would be included in the neder also, that the, if you have the oil that flows up to the top, so that would be included in the neder. One other ha'ara, it says here, mutter, according to the Tanakama, mutter barotev ubakipa, it's mutter to enjoy the gravy and enjoy the pieces of meat. But Yosef Egel says, it might not be the best idea though. Might be this idea to partake if you already made a neder. Right, we know there's a principle by a nazir, schor schor lekar melotikrav. It says that if you have a nazir is not allowed to go near a vineyard. I'm just going walking through the vineyard. So the halacha, he says you have to go around because you don't want him to be put into the position where he'll have a makam nisayon. Right? Like we say every morning, lo lovely nisayon. So it says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, mitam neder, it's mutter to eat the gravy and the meat, but mitam schar schar lanazir, so then afilu li karev, it will be aser mitam zeh. So Rabbi Yosef Engel just has that ha'ara, meikra did its mutter, but maybe it's a good idea to stay away. Next, so we have a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether if you make a neder from basar, you're allowed to partake of the gravy or of the pieces of meat that get stuck to the pot. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a raya to me. A raya to me that even something that just absorbed the taste, that's also asr. Maisa v'asr alayna Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon asrd upon us or upon me. Beitzim, the Bach takes out the extra bays. Beitzim shen is bashlimo, right? Eggs that were cooked in meat. Eggs that are fleshic eggs, they were cooked in with meat, so that was Rabbi Tarfon arsu that in the case where I made a neder against meat. So you see, something that has the taste still would be usur. Amrulo, they said no. Kena Dover, you're right, Rabbi Tarfon did that, but you're missing an important detail of the story. Amosai, when did Rabbi Tarfon say that even something that is just has the taste of the meat is usur? Bismacha Yomar Basar ze alai. If someone says, this basar is usur to me, Shahanodim and Adavar, but it's Ari V'Acher, because if you make a neder from some item, and then it gets mixed in, and Miesh Rabbanose in Tam Asr. So then, as long as the taste was absorbed into the larger item, it's Asr. Meaning that case is different when you say Basr Zeh Alai. Why? Look at the Ran, third line from the top, fourth word, Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. Says the Ran on the third line, because this is an example of Shavya Nafshe. If you say this peat is asr to me, it's like you're saying this piece is a piece of treif to me. So if you're saying this piece of meat is a piece of treif, so then if it gives off taste, the whole thing is going to be treif. If you just say I can't eat, I make a neder from basar, so that's mamish basar, the Tanakama assumes. So what if you have something that tastes like Basar. That's not included in your neder. Even if you hold, let's say, of the principle called Tam Ki'ikr, which in Hilchas Yaradeya means that the taste of something has the status of the item itself, even if you want to say that's a Dindaraisa, still, what are we talking about here? Nedarim is Lashon B'nei Adam. And if Nedarim is Lashon B'nei Adam, then we can assume that only Basar was meant, according to the Tanakhama. But if somebody makes a neder in this way, this piece of meat is treif to me, so then any tam is going to be usur, because as the Ran says, it's Shav Yanafshe Chaticha Di Isu. Okay. Good. From what? If you say Basar Zeh, then it's only that meat. Only that piece. Right, it's more inclusive in terms that includes even taste, but it's only that meat. It's not all meat in the world. It's Basar Zeh. Unless you mean this type of Basar. I don't think so. If you point to a piece of meat and say this Basar, it only means that piece. Okay, let's just finish the Mishnah. Hanoder min hayayin, similar chilek. If somebody makes a neder from drinking wine, mutter betat, right? We mentioned this back earlier. We had this on Daf Yud Gimel. What do we have? We had you make a neder against the mitzvah. You can't make a shvuah against the mitzvah. So what's the person makes a neder from wine? So it's chal. Aye, what about kiddush? What about Abdullah? What about, so we're going to talk about that again at the beginning of Sechas Nazir, but if hurt that neder is chal. You can make a neder on a dvar mitzvah. You can't make a shvuah on a dvar mitzvah. What was the other way? Shvuah could be chal. What shvuah have that neder didn't have? Shvuah could be chal on a davar she'ein bo mamish. Well, a neder, which is on the chefza, needs a davar she'ish bo mamish. That's what the chilek between neder and shvuah in the opposite directions. So says the Mishnah, Hanoder min hayayin, so it's a neder from wine, mutar b'tavshel she'ish bo tam yayin. He's allowed to get benefit from a tavshel that tastes like wine. Because we assume when he said wine, he just means plain wine. Different than Naziris. Naziris, obviously, is anything as usher, based on a pasuk. Omar konam yayin zeh she'eni toei. But if you say this wine is usur to me, I can't taste it. So then this wine becomes a piece of treif to you, like the Ran says. V'nafal l'tavshil, and then some of that wine falls into the tavshil. Im yeshba benosein tam ariza usur. If now the tavshil tastes like the wine, it is now all usur because it's like a piece of treif fell in. Chazal assume that what does nosein tam mean? That means less than 1/60th. Shishim, 1 to 60, it's batel. It's nullified, and therefore, it does not taste like it. That's what we usually say. When you call the Rav with a Shaila, he asks you, what was the size of the thing that fell in? What was the size of the spoon? How big was the soup? Right? Because the Rav wants to know, was it 60 times keneged the thing that fell in? Because if it was 60 times, then we assume it the taste was nullified. That's bittel. That's the principle the Gemara and Chulin learns out. The concept of bittel nullification from the pasuk Achrei Rabim Lahatos. You go after the majority, so not just after the majority on a Daraisa level, bittel barov, but Midr Rabbanan we say, or even Daraisa in some cases, that Shishim totally knocks out what fell in. If you have 60 times the thing that the Isser that fell in, it is totally bottled. There are exceptions on a Drabana level. Shruma might require more, Kilayim might require more, 1 to 100, 1 to 200, but in general, most Isurim are nullified 1 to 60. Okay, so today we get to discuss right now the main action today is this Ron that you see in front of you. So I got a message yesterday, sort of some of the rhymes that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, where were they slowly? So just to review, like, again, every day the rhyme is amazing, but just remember three or four classic ones that the Achronim discuss at length. We had the rhyme on Daf Ches about Talmud Torah. That's the Talmud Torah, that Chas V'Shalom Talmud Torah is very limited to Kriya Shema in the morning and the afternoon. Talmud Torah is an all-encompassing chiyuv. That was the rhyme on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Ran of Daf Tes Amud Aleph is also discussed. We didn't emphasize it as much. Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Ran is mechalik between what Neder and Nedava is. Not just Basar, Zeh, and Alai, but the Ran expands upon that. When you say Nedava, you're a little more wholehearted. That's on Daf Tes. Then we have the Ran on Daf Chav Ches. The Ran on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph is the Ran about Dina de Malchus Adina, where the Ran suggests that maybe Dina de Malchus Adina only applies by Malchei Akum, but not by Malachi Yisrael, because everybody has a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. We might not paskin like that Ran. But that was the Ran Adaf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Then we have the Ran Adaf Lamed, about Kiddushin, where the woman is mafka herself, and therefore the husband comes in and is konaher. And the woman is very not active. She's passive in the act of Kiddushin. We gave the mashal, she opens the door, and then the husband drives in. Right? That's the Ran Adaf Lamed, which is much discussed by the Achronim, the Avdim Milum, and others. And finally, we have today the Ran Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, which is the Ran about Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Right? We'll have a couple of more Bezrim coming up later on in the Masechta about Tokhde Dibur and others. But Daf Nun Beis right here, Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Okay, so let's see. Let's get into this Ran. The Ran starts off with a question on the fourth line. V'kashahu l'ravasa. It was a kasha that my rabbis had, said the Ran. Heichi amrin and hacha. What does it say here? Let's say you made a neder, this wine, this meat is asur to me. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, if a drop falls into a mixture, the whole thing is asur, unless there hasn't been taste given. If there's taste been given, the whole thing is asur. What's mashma? If there wasn't taste given, let's say it was less than 1 to 60, it would be mutter. It would be mutter. Only im yesh b'nosei tam, it's asur. Ask the Ron 1 minute. Hey, Chiyamin and Hacha, fourth line. How do we say here? Tim Yeshba Benositam Aser. If it has no Zab, it would be Aser. The Mashma Ha'i Benositam Mutter. Mashma without no Zetam, it would be Mutter. Vahanadarm Dover Sheish Lamatirin Hu. A Neder is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. The Gemara is going to say this Mefurish. In a week, on Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara says Mefurish that a Neder is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It's a Neder that can become Mutter. Why? You can go ask a Rav to be Mati your Neder. Just like an egg that was laid on Yontif, the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza says, an egg that was laid on the first day Yontif is a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, because why should you eat it on the second day Yontif? You might as well wait, right? Wait till the day. It's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. It's going to become mutter in a few days anyway. So too, nether is a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. And the principle is, now the Ran continues, skip two lines, to call Davar Sheish Lamatirin afilu pe'elef lo batol. The principle is that when you have Davar Sheish Lamatirin, regular dine bitol do not apply. You don't say batel. Usually you say things are batel. One in 100, one in 60, whatever it is. But davar sheish lamatirin, what do we usually say? Don't rely on bitel. You have a way it's going to become mutter without bitel. Right? In a few days it's going to become mutter without bitel. So why rely on bitel? That's usually the principle that a davar sheish lamatirin, even in 1,000, is not batel. That's the Ran's question. Why in our Mishnah is it mashma that if you didn't have no Saint Tom, it would be mutter because it would be batel? So the Ran answers, V'yesh lomar, this is still quoting his Rebbeim, fifth to last skinny line, T'chi amrin en afilu be'elef lo batel, hanimili bin bamino. Now, davar sheish lamatirin not being batel, that's only where something falls in its type. In its type, min bamino. That's where davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. Aval hacha, but here, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah is meduyik. V'nis arev ba'acher. Here is a case of min b'she'eno mino. It's something that falls not in its type. Something that falls not in its type, min b'she'eino mino, so then even a davar sheish lamatirin is batel. First medium line, afilu b'davar sheish lamatirin b'nosei tam. That's the principle of most, many Rishonim. The Ran quotes this from his Rebbeim, that the principle that a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel is only by min b'mino. Min b'mino, where something in its type, so then you say davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. But by min b'she'eino mino, where it's two different types, so then we say the item gets swallowed up, right? It's not visible anymore. It's something not in its type, and therefore that's going to be batel. And he proves it from Yerushalmi. Fine. So that is part one of the Ran. Then, if you just look at the structure of the Ran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on the seventh wide line of the Ran, that's part two, he says, Lefichach hikshu al Rav al-Fasi. Right, that's part two of the Ran. The Ran, the Rishonim, ask a question on the Rif, who seems to apply the principle of davar sheish lamatirin not being batel, even to min b'she'eino mino, even where something falls into not into its type. So the Rishonim ask on that Rif. We're not going to go into that, but that was the sheet of the Rif. Again, that davar sheish lamatirin not being batel is across the board. The problem is, what do you do with our case? In our Mishnah, it seems like davar sheish lamatirin is batel if it doesn't give off taste. So to give pshat in the Rif, that's why the Ran comes up with his famous Chiddush. So now we're just going to do the Chiddush. Maybe we'll relate back to it, the Rif, and maybe we won't. Either way, now let's skip down about another 15 lines. We'll start with, towards the end of the line, the last three words on the line are V'kach Nirali. That's where it starts. V'kach Nirali, last three words on the line are V'kach Nirali. It's about halfway down through the big lines of the Ran. V'kach Nirali, here we go. B'taymo shel davar. Let me explain to you the principle of davar sheish lamatirin. And before that, he says, we have to go back a step. There is a machlokas, just keep your finger there for a minute, by Chazina. There is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Menachos, which the Ran is about to relate to. The Gemara in Menachos tells us a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about min b'mino, where something falls into its type. For example, blood into blood. Says the Gemara there, Menachas Chav Beis, Tznan Hasa, according to the Mishnah in Zvachim, Dam Shen Esar B'mayim, let's say you have blood you're about to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, and for some reason it gets mixed up into water, blood and water, so you're allowed to sprinkle that blood still, if it gets some water mixed up into it, right, the Kohen is walking and all of a sudden there's another Kohen that's walking by that had just gone to the Kiyar, and he like goes like this, he shakes his hand and some water falls into the blood. He says, oh, you think I got water in the blood now. You still allowed to sprinkle that blood? Says the Mishnah. Im yesh bo maariz dam kasher. If it still looks like blood, it's good enough. Fine. What about esar bo yayin? What if it gets mixed up into wine? Right? The Kohen who's taking the Nisach HaYayin to the Zbeach bumps into the Kohen who's taking the... There's a lot of stuff going on Yadif. It was packed. Right? All the Kohen, all the Mishmaris were there, all the Bnei Yisrael. It was crowded. As he bumped into each other. Your blood fell into my... The original Reese's Pieces, right? Your blood fell into my wine, vice versa. So you let it give that blood. So again, the Gemara says, picture the wine as if it was water. And will it still look like wine? Rowan ozo kiluhu mayim. Fine. What about the next case? Nis'arev b'dam behema o b'dam chaya. Let's say you have blood that you're going to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, and blood that is inappropriate, blood that's pustle to be carved on the Mizbeach gets mixed in. Blood of chulin, blood of achaya. So now you have, it's all blood. It's all blood. So again, the Tanakhama says, picture the pustle blood as if it was water. Would it still look like blood? Good enough. That's the Tanakhama. Says Rabbi Yehuda, ein dam mevatel dam. No, if it's blood in blood, it's for sure kosher. Because the da, min b'mino is not batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Something in its type, there's no bittel that applies. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's the makar? So the Gemara says, they both have the same makar. Shem mikra echadarshu. The pasuk says in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, v'lokach midama par midama sa'ir, the Kohen Gadol takes the one cup of blood of the goat and blood of the par. They're in the same cup. So ask the Gemara, a cow is much bigger. There's much more blood of the cow in this cup. And yet the Torah still calls it the blood of the cow and the blood of the sa'ir. Why wasn't it batel? It says of Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel. Something in its type, or it's not nullified. They both exist. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim say, you learn from there something else, that two things that could be, that are going to go up on the Mizbeach are not batel. Olin and Niftalin. Anyway, that is the Machlokas Tanoim, and that's the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't paskin like, min b'mino is not batel. Now we get to the Ron. Says the Ron, back to where we're up to. The Chazina l'Rabban Rabbi Yehuda de fliga b'min b'mino, he batel lo. We see there's a Machlokas, min b'mino, whether it's batel, b'yamina, b'perak ha-komets rabba. We see in Menachas, d'shem mikra echad darshu, d'chziv alakach midam apar midam asari. They both darshu the same pasuk. You take from the blood of the cow and the goat, she'af al picha damo shapar maruba, even though the blood of the cow was a lot more, kari le ladam asair, still the dam asair does not lose its existence. Alma lo batil, it's not batil. Here we go, here's the line. V'kasava Rabbi Yehuda. What's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda Shita? What the Ron is about to do is to tell us the svara for Rabbi Yehuda, and then he's going to transfer that svara, even according to the Rabbanan, in the form of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. As we'll see. So first Rabbi Yehuda. V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that something in its own type is not batel. Why? V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Dahainu taima. Mishum demin b'mino lo batel. Why? L'fisha kol davar shehu domel l'chaveiro. Anything that's similar to its friend, eino machlisha umavatlo, does not weaken it or nullify it, ela ma'amido umachasko, but strengthens it. In other words, says the Ron, the principle of bittel is based on a clash. If there is a clash between two items, one has to overpower the other one. Two items, one thing is totally different than the other one, so the different item falls in, so I overpower you, boom, you disappear. The principle of bittel is based on a clash. Something overpowers the other one. But says the Ron, says Reb Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel. Why? There's no clash. They coexist. We're friends. Min b'mino. We can exist side by side with each other. We're not batel. We are machazik each other. We don't make each other disappear. Says the Ron, that's the svar for Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino is not batel. O mishem hach, Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, b'kulu isurei, to min b'mino lo batel. That's the principle of Rabbi Yehuda. Say the Rabbanon back to Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with you fundamentally. I agree bittel is based on a clash. But you know what? Say the Rabbanon, if something is usher and something is mutter, they could be the same franks. That's a clash. They're different because halachically they're different. You don't care whether they're physically different. V'lo mashmal lehu achid, the Rabbanan don't hold like this. To me, call mako min bemino, de iser v'hetere domazel azeh. Min bemino, once asa was butcher, they're still not like. Kiven dechad asr v'chad shari, she'ein, look at this line, shari, she'ein roi leilich achar dimyonan be'etzem. You don't go by what they're physically like. Ela achar chilukan be'iser v'heter. Once mutter, once asr, that's different. That's different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're different. So therefore, that is enough of a clash, and that's why Bittul applies. That's the machloka between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda. Do you only go by the physical attributes, or even by the halakhic attributes? So now the Ran says, oh, so what do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say Bittul usually applies because they're different enough. One's asr, one's mutter. So now the Ran says, now I understand Dover Sheish Lamatir and why it's not Bittul. Because what's the whole reason that you say Isser falling into Heter is Batul because of the clash? But what if the Isser is a Shmekel Mutter? It's going to be Mutter in 2 days! So now it's not enough of a clash anymore. Even according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan argue with the Behuda because they say one doesn't what's Mutter, but there's going to be Bittul. It says the Ran, but if the Isser itself is a weak Isser, it's not going to be Isser so long. It's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. It's going to be Mutter in 3 days. So that's why it's not enough of a clash, and therefore Bittul is not going to apply. So the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally, but they just applied a little differently. They agree to him by a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Skip 2 lines. Umishum Hachi. 2 lines towards the end of the line. Amrinan de bedavar sheish lamatirin natu rabbanon mishum chumra l'drabi Yehuda. By davar sheish lamatirin, the rabbanon go over to Rabbi Yehuda's side. To kivan she'ein davar zeh cholak min heter legamre beisav heter. Since this thing is not so different, one aser one mutter. Shahare af hu sofa liostita kamahu. This is also going to be mutter one day. Amrinan she'eino batel b'mino. That's the svara why you don't say bittel by davar sheish lamatirin. And continues 2 lines later. Fishachiluk shemin aminim sibas habittel v'ashivu noseid shlo yibatelin. The closer they are, the more they can coexist. That is the svara for the Ran. Why is davar sheish lamatirin not batel? Because it's like Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino. There's no clash. There's no clash. They can coexist. This svara is very, very different than what we discussed back in Beitza Dav Gimel. Rashi and Dav Gimel on the base in Beitza quotes. You know what the svara for Davar Sheish Lamatirin is? You might as well wait. Why rely on Bittul? Just wait 3 days. I have to rely on Bittul? Yes, Bittul is a halachic construct. And we know there's something called Bittul. And the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in Yerodeya that if something is Bittul and you don't rely on it, that's apikarsus, because it's denying a halach in the Torah. So it's not a chumra that's appropriate. Except here. Here Chazal already say it. So Rashi says you might as well wait. So the Afrodim line up. Davar Sheish Lamatirin is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and Beis Daf Gimel, and the Ran and the Dharma Daf and Beis. With a number of nafkamina, just to mention a few. Number one, Chametz on Pesach. Is Chametz on Pesach a Davar Sheish Lamatirin? Says the Rambam, Chametz on Pesach is a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Right? It's going to be Mutter next week. Of course it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Why not? That is the Rambam in Machol Asuros. Perek Tesvav Halacha Tes, says the Rambam. Let me find it here. Chametz bePesach Afal Pishu Misurei Torah Einu Becholos Elu. It's not regular Bittul. Does not apply. Shahari LaAchara Pesach Tia Kol Tarovus Muteres. The Rambam holds that Chametz bePesach is Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Says the Mordechai Imsachim Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel Shama Meirab Chaim Kohen Sedek the Davar HaChozer LiIsuro MeElav. Something that's going to become usher again next year could go in chametz shechozer l'shana haba l'isuro lo shayach davar sheish lamatirin. So chametz might not be a davar sheish lamatirin according to the Mordechai because it's going to become usher next year. Usher next year is going to be mutter for the whole year. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Yaradeya. What's the machlokas? Rashi Ran. According to Rashi, it's going to become mutter. Might as well wait. So of course it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Might as well wait. Wait a couple days. It's going to be mutter the whole year. But maybe according to the Ran, if it's a formal definition issue, so it could very well be that chametz would not be called a davar sheish lamatirin because it's usser. There's no it's too much isser here. You don't say it has the status of mutter. Number one. Number two. What if it's going to spoil by the time you want to eat it? What if it's going to spoil? The Yamshel Shlomo suggests that some Rishonim don't make a chiluk. It's going to spoil. So again, according to Rashi, of course you don't have to wait. The whole story is you might as well wait. But if it's going to spoil, you can't say you might as well wait. You're not going to be able to eat it. Masha'enkein, According to the Ran, maybe it doesn't matter. Once you say Bittel doesn't apply, then you're not allowed to rely on Bittel. Interesting, that Yamshel Shlomo, that discusses this in Chulin, in the 8th Perek, discusses what about something that was Ne'esar B'teku. That was a teku in the Gemara. You don't know what the halacha is, and then that piece of teku meat falls into something else. Is that a Dover Sheish to Matirin? Because Eliyahu Navi is going to come tell us. So said the Yamshel Shlomo Mimanav Shach, it's you can rely on Bittel. Why? Because if Eliyahu says it's Aser, then it's not a Dover Sheish to Matirin, it's just Streif. And if he says it's Mutter, he's going to tell us it's always Mutter. Wasn't that? He's going to say Bittel. He's going to say this thing wasn't, it's a teku. So Mimanav Shach, you can rely on Bittel, says the Yamshel Shlomo. It's not going to be a Dover Sheish to Matirin. Number two, whether it's going to spoil or not. Number three, what about the following? The Tzlach. The Tzlach says in Beit Adav Gimel that Dover Sheish Lamatirin only applies by Dvar Achila. By Divrei Achila, by food. Why? Because you could only eat food once. So you might as well wait, eat it tomorrow. But by a Dover Shel Hana'a, or Muksa was talked about there, you can't say you might as well wait. Why? Because you want to use it today and you want to use it tomorrow. So the Svara says, the Tzlach, something that this principle of Dvar Sheish Lamatirin is that bottle is only by a Dvar Achila. But by a Dvar Hana'a, so then you don't say, that's not called a Dvar Sheish Lamatirin. But according to the Ran, it might be. Only according to Rashi, you might as well wait, you can only use it once. But according to the Tzlach, according to the Ran, you might say, even by a Dvar Shel Hana'a. Nafkamita number three, you still might say it is a Dvar Sheish Lamatirin and therefore wouldn't be Batel. The note, the Tzlach, written by the Noda Behuda, he uses this principle actually in a Tshuva. In a Tshuva. The Noda Behuda in Evan Ezer, Tinyana, Simin Lamed Ches. Shuvah as follows. V'nishal do dal davar nar echa shayim meshudach umbarabos hayalem no dasha meshudecha zihara l'znunim. Right, there was a couple that was engaged, and it comes out that the Rahman al-Islan, that the woman was pregnant. Woman was pregnant. V'hitana mea meshudach zihara. He's the father. She points to the one she's engaged to. He's the father. He denies this. What are you talking about? I want out. But they come to an agreement that the father gives another $1 million for the dowry, and he says, okay, I'll marry her. Okay, and then it continues, and they come to a Beis Din, and everybody's talking, and it's in all the newspapers, and finally, after a lot of pressure, the man admits that it was him. So the Shaila was, can they get married? So she was a Pnuya, so they're not, there's no Israel Laboel here. The Shaila was, can they get married within the 24 months, where usually a husband's not allowed to get married to a woman who's nursing, right? So we had that in Mesechus Ksubis. Could that violate this Issa Drabana and they marry right away? Because he admitted it. If we believe his Amasla, we believe his excuse. So that's the discussion of this Tshuva. Can they get married within the 24 months of after she has the baby? So at one point there, he says, maybe it is an Isser Durabanan, and it's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. You might as well wait 2 years. It's going to become Mutter. Dover Sheish Lamatirin. So says the Noda Behuda, look in my Pirish of the Tzlach and Beitza. Look in my Pirish. What did I say there? It only applies to Divrei Achila. But a Dover Shel Hana'a, he wants to live with her today. He wants to live with her tomorrow. He wants to live with her in a week from now. So, yeah, he obviously violated a terrible Avera. But, you know, the child is a Pogum. Child is a Pogum. Not a Mamza, but a Pogum. But either way, he says, principle of Dover Sheish Lamatirin doesn't apply because it's not a Dover Shel Achila. One final point, that is the Prima Gadim. There's more, but we'll mention one more, the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, what if something is Usser, doubly Usser? One Isser of it is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin and one is not. Let's say you have a Besa Shenolda B'yantif, that's a Trefa. So the fact that it's a Trefa is never going to be changed. But the fact that it was laid on Yantif is going to change. So the Prima Gadim says, Rashi Ran. According to Rashi, you might as well wait and only violate one Isser, only have to have one Isser being nullified and not two. According to the Ran, if it's always going to be Usser, this is an Isser. This is an Isser, it's enough of a clash, and therefore it's going to be a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It's not a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, and therefore it's going to be Batel. There is a problem with the Shita of the Ran, because the Gemara in Beit Adav Dalet there, Dalet Amun Aleph, uses the principle of Dover Sheish Lamatirin not only by a Taroves. The Gemara in Dav Dalet says, even by just a regular egg, that's Safek Usser, an egg on Yontif that was laid on Yontif, you're not sure if it's a problem or not, the Gemara says, Dover Sheish Lamatirin, you might as well wait. There's no Taroves. So what if the Rashi got on the scene, you might as well wait. But according to the Ran, the whole principle is based on the clash and the lack of bittul. But how could the Gemara and Abdalim and Aleph say that it's Davar Shel Matirin? That is why many Achronim, even though this is the Chakira and the Nafkaminas, many Achronim, Rabbi Chanan amongst them, says the Ran has to agree with Rashi on some level. Because the Gemara Mefurish uses Davar Shel Matirin by a Suffik Isser. Forget it to Aroves. So Rabbi Chanan in Beitza, the beginning, in Oz Dalit suggests that maybe the Ran holds of both. Because there are always two questions by every Din D'Rabbanan. This is a big issue. We don't have time to discuss it now. We'll just mention it. Al Regal Achas. By every Din D'Rabbanan, there's the motivation of the Takana and the nature of the Takana, which D'Oraisa it was paralleled after. So maybe the Ran says as follows, says Rabbi Chanan. Why did they make the principle of Sheshem Matir and Lo Batil? Rashi. Might as well wait. What did they do? The nature of the Takana? What Din D'Oraisa did they parallel that after? Min Bebino Lo Batil, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the nature of the Takana. Number one, the reason why they made the Takana, the motivation, and then the nature of the Takana itself. That's Rabbi Chanan in Oz Dalid in Meseches Beitza. Okay. Good. And by every Din D'Rabbanan, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, that the Rav Soloveitchik was very mocked, not only by Din D'Rabbanan, even by Minhagim, to try to find the Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun, even by Minhagim, not just Din D'Rabbanan, but even by Minhagim. He writes that at the beginning in his section on Mesorah. Okay, let's continue now. Amud Beis. V'raminhu, says the Gemara, that there is, we're going to have later on, Min ha'adashim asir ba'ashishim. Tomorrow, we're going to have a Mishnah that says, if someone eats a nether from lentils, you're usher to eat honey-glazed lentils. Shishim, some type of mixture, the Ran says, with honey on them. For Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi allows it. So who's the kasha on? So machlokas here. Let's go with the Ran. The Ran says the kasha is on the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah say that if you make an edit from milk, the whey is going to be usher? Why does he say that? Because whey is like milk. Whey came from milk, but it's like milk. So to hear, lentils with honey in it came from lentils. Came from lentils, so therefore it should be usher too. I mean, what's the difference between the lentils and the whey? That's the Ran's form of the question. The Gemara answers, lo kasha, you're right. Marki Asri, as we referred to before. In our Mishnah, there's really no fundamental machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, just a question of where they were. Ba'asri the Rabbanan called l'chal b'chal b'l'kuma kuma, where the Rabbanan were, they called milk milk, and they called whey whey. Ba'asri the Rabbi Yossi l'kuma nami kare l'kuma d'chal b'chal. According to Rabbi Yossi, they called whey also whey of milk. Meaning it also had milk in there, so we could assume that was in your neder. Tanya, the Braisa also says, Hanoda minachalav mutar b'kum, minakum mutar b'chalav. Make a nether from milk, mu'ez mutter, and vice versa. Minachalav mutar b'kvina. Make a nether from milk. You're allowed to have cheese. Minachalav mutar b'chalav. From cheese, mutter to have milk. Minarotim mutar b'kipa. If you make a nether from gravy, it's mutter to eat the pieces of meat that get stuck in the pot. Minakiba mutter b'rotev, and vice versa. But im amar baser ze'olai, as our Mishnah said, if you say this meat is aser on me, like the Ran says that shavi anashe chatichah diisura, you say it's like treif to you. So then aser bo uberotva ubekipo. Then aser everything, anything that has the taste of it, is going to be aser. Hanod ben ayayin. The Brisa continues. If you make another from wine, mutter b'tavshel sheish bo tam yayin, you let it have a tavshel that is wine tasting. Amar konam yayin zeh sheni toim. But if you say this wine v'davel tov tavshel, as the Mishnah said, miyishma bo tam yayin, hare zeh aser. Period. Good. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min ha'anavim. Somebody makes a neder from grapes. From grapes. Mutter b'yayin. You're allowed to drink wine. You only make a neder from grapes. Wine is not grapes. In Lashon B'nai Adam. Min ha'zeisim mutter b'shemen. Same thing with olives. Make a neder from olives. You're allowed to have oil. Omar konim zeisim anavim. Elu she'eni to'eim. These olives and grapes are usher to me that I can't taste it. Usher b'hen v'chay u'ba yotze b'hen. So then, even what comes out of them, even the wine and the oil that comes out of them, is usher. The Netziv points out in the Meromi Sada here, why did the Mishnah specifically talk about grapes and wine? Grapes and olives, and wine and oil. Why not all fruit? Why not all fruit? Why don't you just say, hanodim min ha'peris, right? Mutter b'masha yotze mehem. Specifically grapes and wine, says the Netziv, because you might have said that if it would have just said all peros, you might have thought wine and olives are different. As we know, in halacha, wine and oil are different halachas than other liquids. Everything else that comes out of fruit is called Zeya Ba'alma by the Gemara in Brachas. It's just perspiration, but it doesn't have status. Wine and oil are the only two liquids that when they come out of a fruit, they have a status. Special stat. Hilchas Brachas, you make a ha'etz on oil, you make a ha'guffin on wine, right? The Hilchas Shabbos, it's a daraisa to squeeze these out. They have a special status. They're two of the mashkin, that can be mashal, kabal tumah. So they have a special status. That's the added chiddush of the Mishnah. Even these that have a special status are going to be mutter, because you only said grapes and olives. Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Chama asks, Eilu dafka o she'eni toim dafka. The second half of our Mishnah said, if you say, these olives and grapes that I will not taste, what's the key line in that phrase? Is it which key word? Is it the Eilu, or is it the she'eni toim? Which one is the key? The Ran explains that we assume that one of them is dafka. One of them would be enough. So which one is it? Isak alach elu dafka. And if elu is dafka, sheni toim lamali. So why does the Mishnah even say sheni toim? Says the Gemara, that wouldn't be a problem. Hakamashvan, maybe that chiddush would be the avagav the amar sheni toim. No, the chiddush would be that even if you say any toim, it's not enough. Ida amar elu mitzar bilolo. So we have that question. We have the question: which is the more important words in your phrase to make the whole thing awesome? So three tries for a riot. Number one, Amar Rava, Tashma. Number one, the Mishnah later on. Kodam Perus Ha'ilu Alai. If somebody says, these fruit are usur to me, are like a carbon to me, Kodam Ein Lafi, they're a carbon to my mouth, usur b'chilu feinu b'gidu lehen, they're usur, they are usur, their substitutes are usur, and what grows from them is usur. Right, if you plant them in the ground. Mashma ha'bayotzei ba'en mutter. The Mishnah does not say the liquid that comes out of them. So can we be medayik? That Mishnah says elu. So elu does not cause yotzei mehen mutter. So doesn't this prove in our Mishnah that the key phrase is eini toeim and not elu? So where is it? No. Hu adin dafilu b'yotzei mehen aser. In that Mishnah, even what comes out of them is also aser. Why doesn't it mention it there? V'adifa le'lashminan. No, it's telling you an added chiddush to chilufein kegidu le'andamu. The chiddush is even the substitutes are going to be usur if you say elu. But also yotzeman could be usur too. Tashma, we try to bring a raya from the second half of that Mishnah. She'eni ochel she'eni toim. If I say I don't want to eat, I make a neder not to eat or taste that fruit. Mutter b'chilufein kegidu le'an. That it's mutter in the substitutes and what grows from them. Ha yotzeman aser, so we'd like the other way. Yotzeman would be aser. So again, isn't she'eni ochel, she'eni toim, that's the dafka lashon? Where is it? No. Ajit lonasiv bereisha yotzeman, lonasiv nami b'seifa yotzeman. Since the reisha didn't mention that factor, we already explained why, so do the seifa didn't bring in that factor. So no riot. Number three, tashma, from our Mishnah earlier today. Rabbi Yehuda, my son, Rabbi Tarfon, alive, based on Shesh Lashlimo. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda says, a riot to me that anything with time is going to be asur. So Rabbi Tarfon asured eggs that were cooked in meat. When I said, no, demon abasur. Amrulo, they said back to him, no, Amos, I'm bizbancha, Amr abasur, zeh alai. That's only when you say, this meat is asur on me. Shano demon adavar, and it's ari ba'acher. Because if you make a nether from something specific and it gets mixed in, Vishma benosin tamar is a asur. Question mark. What do you see from there? Our Mishnah didn't have the word Elu, but it had the word Zeh. We're assuming Zeh and Elu are the same. So everybody agrees in our Mishnah that Zeh is going to answer what comes out of it, the taste. So to Elu. So Gemara says you're right. But Elu lo kami boilon dadafkahu. For sure, Elu would be good enough by itself. If you say these fruit, then everything that comes out of the fruit is going to be aser. Kimi boilon b'sheini toim. That's what I don't know. What about the other part of the phrase? Would that be good enough by itself that I don't taste? Dafko lav dafko. That's the shaila. So Tashma, we prove it from the Mishnah we had yesterday. Dag dagim she'eni toim. Right, that lashon. Small fish, big fish that I don't taste. Aser bahen big dolim big tanim echaim bevushalin. Big small raw or cooked. Umutter b'tiris terufa b'tzir. And tiris terufa, which is the brine and small pieces of fish, ubitzir, and the plain brine that comes out of it is going to be mutter. So don't you see from there that eini toim is not good enough? Because he said eini toim, and he's still mutter to have the tzir, the brine that came out of the fish. So the Gemara answers, no, amarava, maybe there's no rive. Kfar yatsa mehen. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the brine came out of the fish before you made the nether. So that's what's not included in your nether. But it could very well be that if you make a nether from fish and then something comes out of the fish that you're nether from, that would be usher. So that we end up not having a raya. So the Ron says in the second to last line, Lenin Halacha, Elu is for sure usher, Shani Toim is a suffik, and therefore we're gonna have to be Noki Lechumra because we're just not sure, it is unclear. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we pick up with the end of the parak.